Okay, hello. DMCA is the spooky looming ghost on the live streaming platform Twitch. This is the elephant in the room. I've done a ton of talks about this in the past and covered many aspects of this issue, and there's just been a huge update in the ongoing shadow war between music companies and Twitch. Twitch has just announced a major deal between themselves and the NMPA. So what is this deal? What does it mean for creators and viewers of the website? That is what we explore today. We are going to break it all down. Before I do that, very quick announcements. Discord.gg/Devin, particularly relevant here. Go join that. That's our community, discord.gg/Devin. It also has a huge DMCA music library, a DMCA free music library you can go to. There's a channel with just hundreds and hundreds of DMCA songs for your streams or if you want to listen to or on YouTube videos or things like that. And secondly, we did just launch a Patreon. I'm a little bit more careful about announcing this, but if some of these videos have provided value to you, we have basically dozens of hours of customized content over on that Patreon. So check that out at patreon.com/DevinNasher. In the link down below. Thank you so much. Okay, that's it. Let's break it down. What happened? Well, let's look at the news first. This is a pretty big change in everything going on Twitch, all things considered. So Variety announced today that Twitch and National Music Publishers Association unveiled deal, ending months of animosity. So this is like a really... the way the media covers this is like a really positive, right? Twitch and National Music Publishers Association unveil agreement. After months of strong words, the National Music Publisher Association and livestream platform Twitch have announced an agreement to work together to build productive partnerships between the service and music publishers. So that's cool, right? That sounds pretty neat. The arrangement falls short of a licensing deal. It's at least a step towards a more productive relationship between the two entities. Important. So... blah, blah, blah. The CEO says both NMPA and Twitch are creator-focused and our respective communities will greatly benefit from this agreement, which respects the rights of songwriters and paves the way for future relationships between our publisher members, songwriters, and their service. So, cool. Sounds good so far, right? What does this mean? Does this mean that DMCA is over on Twitch? Does this mean that there is a huge change in what's happened? It looks pretty good, right? Well, Twitch also sent out an email to their partners and affiliates, and we'll take a look at that. And my hope is that all questions around the current state of DMCA are answered by this video. And we've done, although this is kind of breaking news at the time of this filming, we're going to try very hard to like get the correct and accurate information. So Twitch has, this is the email that they've sent to partners and affiliates. And they said, we're excited to announce we've entered into an agreement. We build productive relationships. At a high level, this new process, which is distinct from DMCA, it's a separate process from DMCA, focuses on going forward flagrant uses of music and starts with a warning instead of penalties. Now, when a participating rights holder reports the use of unauthorized music on a creator's channel, the following will occur. Similar to DMCA, we have a team that reviews reports, but unlike DMCA, Twitch will give creators a chance to course correct by first issuing a warning. Twitch will remove any VODs or quips, and then if a live stream involves several of these music cases, Twitch may also issue a warning or a penalty, depending on the creator's history with that kind of music use. Very important down here, and this is something you've got to pay attention to. This new process does not change how music can be used on Twitch. As we've said consistently, it is never okay to include music on your channel unless you've secured the necessary rights or have the authority to do so. So that right there, if you are only watching the first 3 minutes of this video, what are you doing on a Devin Nash channel? We talk for 30 bazillion minutes on every video, but hey, you need to know this. You can't, this does not change your rights around posting music on your streams or on your YouTubes whatsoever. It does not change your rights. You still and will always need to be either have permission from the rights holders, be playing stuff that is DMCA free or stuff that those rights holders have released those rights to the public and said, everybody's okay to play this music wherever you want. I have no problem with it. And then they own all of the rights to that. There is absolutely no change here. Make no mistake before we get into anything else. There is no change here in the your ability to broadcast music on Twitch. There's been a lot of misunderstanding about that on Twitter. There's some people like Noah Downs that are combating that. Combating misinformation, Twitch's deal with the NMPA is not a license. It does not allow you to stream the popular music you want on Twitch, nor does it get rid of the threat of strikes against your channel. Big, 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 big. You can only use music if you have the full rights to use it. So this is unlike the deal from Facebook, which recently came out, where Facebook literally just worked with all of the major publishers, rights holders of music. And like in an article like this, they just straight up bought access to licensed music for their broadcasters, right? So that's an example of where people on Facebook do have the rights to use certain music because Facebook bought it for them. Twitch has not done anything of the sort with this deal, so make no mistake there. So that said, what the hell is this deal then? Okay. What does it actually do? Well, to answer that question, we need a very powerful tool, my friends. That's right. The notepad. It begins. So I think the first question to ask here is, what is the NMPA? Well, the NMPA is the National Music Publishers Association. Thanks, Devin. How's that help me? The National Music Publishers Association is an association for an American music publishing industry. Publishing, right? So publishing means that they are people that represent either side of the table for or against publishing rights for music. But there are two separate kinds of rights. One is recording, and that's record labels, and one is publishing, which is also record labels, but many companies. So what this deal represents is the first step in a negotiation on the publishing side for Twitch to work with a company to try to start kind of laying the groundwork for what might look like a deal in the future. Okay, so there, as of now, are no real changes for streamers yet. And there's going to be some pretty crazy criticisms later in the video that we've read and we're going to go over that are kind of spooky and may say that this might even be hurting creators. But a really important change that happened that I did not cover a while back was a few months ago, Twitch also changed the definition of repeat infringers. So you'll see here in this article that three strikes previously of a DMCA would get you hard banned on Twitch permanently. But now the terms of service updates on the Twitch legal page for DMCA here basically inform you of two things. Number one, that three strikes doesn't constitute an immediate permanent ban, but it does put you into a category called a repeat infringer. And number two, that... how to say this? Basically, the bans are subjective now, so Twitch can remove those bans from your account where previously they could not. And what that means is that whereas there were many broadcasters who were one DMCA strike away from a permanent ban, actually very prominent broadcasters, and under the current rules, at the time of some of the previous DMCA videos that I made, those people were in danger of those permanent bans, and quite a few of them caught some, not our top broadcasters, but mid-tier broadcasters caught permanent bans. What this change does is it effectively makes it up to Twitch when to ban somebody, because as we had discussed in previous videos, Twitch's entire interest is to stay within a DMCA federal provision called Safe Harbor. And safe harbor means, we could get into it. There's other videos that I've done that cover this better, but basically means, and keeping in mind that I'm not a legal professional, I'm just a person that's interested in this stuff. Basically, safe harbor means that Twitch is doing a reasonable amount to keep illegal music off their website. If a lawsuit is issued against them and it's determined that they're out of safe harbor, then they fall out of safe harbor, and then they're liable for basically everything, all of these DMCA strikes that are happening on there. It would basically effectively mean that they would have to take down the website, and it's a huge deal. So Twitch does not want to drop out of safe harbor. And they were able to change this because they felt that they could still stay within safe harbor and that their DMCA guidelines were a bit too strict. So now this change a couple months ago protects streamers quite a bit, because it doesn't guarantee now that your channel will be disabled or permanently banned for three strikes, but it also doesn't not guarantee that. And Twitch can still ban you for any reason and that related to DMCA, and several DMCA strikes at once, like 15 or 20, where a record label goes after somebody and says, look, here's 50 to 100 different instances and separate DMCA claims, because you can make a separate DMCA claim for every single instance of a music being played. So some of the larger creators that I guess I don't want to really mention and call out, I mean, it's obvious who they are, but think of the top creators on the platform that have been playing top 40 and top 50 music, even after all the DMCA warnings and after everything that came out, they're still doing it. These are still people that are are under super, super duper threat of getting permanently banned or getting 50 to 100 strikes issued to them at once, and Twitch having no choice because the record label actually singles out those people and says this person is doing it. And Twitch is like, man, we either ban them or we compromise a relationship with a massive record label. That's like a very real reality that could happen here. But let's go back to Safe Harbor for a minute. So understanding Safe Harbor, we understand now that Safe Harbor is kind of the reasonable expectation that the government and has on Twitch's ability to remove music from their website. And reasonable is like a really weird word. It has to be kind of like shook out in court. That has to all be kind of sorted. And it hasn't been. So like, it's not been challenged officially in that way. I mean, there's like, you know, pending lawsuits all over the place. Lawsuits happen all the time, but like Safe Harbor is like a pretty generalized federal provision. So now that we understand Safe Harbor, we can, and we understand this, we kind of can start to understand the context of why a deal like this came into fruition for Twitch with the NMPA, because NMPA's deal with Twitch shows in court, if this ever came up, that Twitch is doing reasonable effort. I shouldn't say shows, but helps show, right? It doesn't justify it in of itself to remove illegal music. So Twitch can say, see, we're partnering with the NMPA because we want to remove music from our website. Here's cases where the NMPA is issuing us claims. Here, we're warning our users. We're removing VODs. We're removing clips. We've established a team. See, all of this is kind of like if the record labels, or I should say when the record labels come after Twitch, this is like Twitch is sort of reinforcing their ability. They're protecting themselves here. They're reinforcing their ability to try to defend themselves against a claim. Because what the record labels will say is they'll say, you are not doing enough to protect your website from our music. You're playing our music on our website. It sucks. You're getting that for free. Look at all these creators. Look at this guy. This guy has 50,000 viewers and he's playing one of our top 50 songs and he played it 17 times in the last month. That's not acceptable, right? And Twitch has to say, no. Like we're making that effort. And here's how. We've got this partnership with the NMPA. We've got this service called Twitch Soundtrack. Lol, okay. We've got all this stuff that we're doing. We're taking a reasonable effort. And then a court determines, okay, are they taking a reasonable effort or not? So Twitch's deal with the NMPA, fundamentally, in my opinion, is not to protect creators. It is to protect themselves from DMCA safe harbor problems that might come down the line as a result of lawsuits from record labels. Because, again, the NMPA is a publisher's association. They may help represent Twitch to record labels. That's unclear. They've also gone against record labels in the past. So they're kind of sitting on both sides of the table. And that's a whole thing that would take longer to research. But fundamentally, at the core, this deal sort of feels to me like a protective veil for Twitch as more justification that they're staying within Safe Harbor. But then that raises the question, why would the NMPA take this deal? What's in the benefit for them? Well, if we look at the press release from NMPA on this, from virtual shows to studio sessions, the partnership stemming from this agreement will connect to the Twitch community in many ways with the music they enjoy. All right. Collaborations will create an even more dynamic and expansive environment for people to discover, watch, and interact with songwriters. So if we look into the NMPA, I'll save you the amount of research we did on this, but I'll tell you, the NMPA represents a ton of event-based music, okay? So big shows, things like that. And what is the type of thing that you see very often on the front page of Twitch? It's shows. Remember how many of you have gone to the front page of Twitch and you've seen a live show or a live event or something going on? Well, that costs money to put on the front page. So what most likely happened is this is my guess, right? But it's a pretty good guess that the NMPA set up a relationship with Twitch where they'd go negotiate at their table in future disputes / issues. But in exchange, they get premium service on front page boost awareness for events. And there's some backroom deal there that the NMPA set up, because you can see by their wording here, they're looking at this because this is their press release. They're showing here that innovative collaborations, like the potential of our service and community for songwriters, more exposure for songwriters, right? So like the way the media is portraying this is that this is like some huge breakthrough deal for Twitch, ending months of animosity. The way the NMPA is viewing this, though, is that this is an opportunity to get all of their people out for a low price or for free, okay? So that's what, but like none of this is actually talking about the creators or us, the viewers, right? Like when it comes to the creators or viewers, there's actually very, very little that this deal changes. And indeed, there's some severe concerns with it. So here, Mike Futter on Twitter posts, Twitch just announced an agreement with the National Music Publishers Association. The new agreement is a CYA move on Twitch's part, but does not change anything about how you can use music on streams. It'll just make it easier for the music industry to flag you. Here's the full text. That's the email we looked over. The only big change here is the DMCA process does not issue a warning and relies instead on a counterclaim system. Instead, they will issue a warning and remove your content. You don't get to reply or counterclaim. So what he's saying here is that previously, the way the DMCA process works is a person comes to you and says, hey, that's my content or I own the rights to it. You can't do that. Here's a DMCA request. And you have the option to say, no, actually, I can within my rights use this. This is famously documented a couple of months ago when XQC supposedly counterclaimed the IOC, saying that he was within his rights to stream the Olympics. I thought that was insane, but apparently he did do that, or his, at least I had heard his a lawyer had recommended that he do that. I'm not really sure, but either way, that counterclaim process is the second part of the DMCA process where you say, hey, actually, I can do this. Either I have rights to do it, or it's transformative enough, or whatever you want to say. So in the DMCA process, you can counterclaim, and then they can counterclaim, and the counterclaim basically is, we're taking you to court. And a lot of times what'll happen is you can counterclaim, and then your stuff gets freed up, and the people that issued the initial DMCA claim will not come after you after that, because they just don't want to put in the trouble of like going to court and serving you a bunch of stuff and it being all annoying. But not always. Sometimes that does go to court and you get in real big trouble. This doesn't seem better for creators, Mike says, especially those who have legitimate specific authorization to use someone else's music. In fact, I think we're going to see a spike in false positives. So there's a situation here, he's saying, where people can get issued a warning or a DMCA that's not real or false, because users can actually brigade DMCAs. This is a violation of federal law, and I would not recommend you do this, but users can brigade DMCAs against a channel, and then that channel can get taken down for false reasons. Under this situation, there is a possibility that Twitch just removes that channel and you never get a chance to counterclaim it. And if you don't have access to like an account manager or partnership manager at Twitch to get that fixed, like many mid and small level creators do not have, you're in huge trouble. So this is a particular change that affects smaller and medium creators who are illegally broadcasting music very negatively, because there are so many people that come into my Discord that I can't help, that are like, hey, I was banned on Twitch for XYZ reason, legitimate or not. I can never get in front of somebody. Like I email help at twitch.tv or whatever. And there's no hope. So unless you're a giant creator who can immediately sort this out via text message to your partnerships manager, this is not good for smaller creators. I need to say this clearly. I do not stream unlicensed music. Right. So there you go. So in some ways, this could be worse for creators. But the most important thing that I found when talking about this issue in particular was that this is an opt-in service. If you understand one thing about this issue, besides don't stream music illegally on Twitch, this is the thing to understand. I don't particularly know where this got said. Oh, there it is. Okay, I found it immediately. Twitch will provide new opportunities to music publishers who will be offered an opt-in deal, allowing for future collaborations to bring new facilitations to the both gaming experience and songwriter exposure. Opt-in deal means that every record label, every publisher, every person ever that has ever made any kind of music needs to opt into this service as an alternative to DMCA claims. So no matter how protective of a veil this service would be, and we've already covered a lot of the reasons why it's not, it's still an opt-in service. So no record labels that we know of at this time have opted into this service, right? The RIAA, right? The infamous people who are taking people down or thinking of doing it and have technology that can ban streamers in 2 seconds, which you can Google my video, how streamers get banned in 2 seconds about that for live content. None of them have opted in as far as we know. So the NMPA may be saying, hey, we can represent Twitch to some extent in those negotiations, but when those big record labels have people like Facebook paying what must have been millions and millions of dollars, as we can see in this article, right? Facebook Gaming expands streamers to access licensed music. Facebook is licensing music on behalf of streamers. In an interview, Facebook Gaming will have to also enforce copyright rules. Facebook expanding to more than 100,000 streamers and access to a library of music. So Facebook has set up a lot of their mid and high tier creators with a library of music. And that transaction was money. It was just money. It wasn't like YouTube's content ID system. Well, let's just talk about money for a second, okay? Because that's what makes the world go around here. Like YouTube's system, right? If they detect copyright, they literally just give your money to the rights holder for the video. And you could have 15, and this has happened to me, where I've had 15 seconds of music playing in a YouTube video. Why do you think this is just me sitting here talking to you right now in a video or in a podcast form? It's because YouTube system, if I play anything, if I even sing a song, the YouTube system could flag that and then give all of the money of this, all of it, even if that's 15 seconds, over to the rights holder. And so that's how YouTube system makes revenue and why, for the most part, a lot of rights holders don't bother YouTube. But Facebook was just like, okay, we'll just pay money. Like, we'll just pay dollars for the licenses of this music, which is another alternative. And then Twitch's answer is like this weird type of thing that's like, oh, well, we don't want to pay, you know, but we'll kind of set up a new system so that if y'all want to get involved in that, you could do it. And if not, you can keep DMCAing us. Like Twitch seems very unwilling to come to the table and make anything happen here, either through like, because the only thing that these record labels are going to accept is a monetary deal. That's what they've gotten from Facebook. So why would they opt into a service like this when they know they can make people pay? And they know that, like, ultimately the rights holders and the record labels always know they have the power of DMCA on their side. Like, nothing about this deal changes that. They can still DMCA for any reason. They have to opt in. So the vast majority of people, not even majority, everyone to our knowledge has no one on the record label side, as of the time of this recording that I could find, or that our team could find, has opted into this. So it just doesn't matter. The only place where this warning kind of system might matter, and again, this is covered by the changes to the DMCA guidelines on Twitch with the three strike rule, is there used to be a huge problem with streamers who were going through IRL. And let's say that you're like walking on a street and a store is playing a top 50 song. Well, there have been several instances where, like, Jake and Bake, for example, like a very prominent IRL streamer, was just flagged for that and got a DMCA claim for that. He's just walking by a store. This kind of system, if it were to evolve in the direction of, like, getting understandings between record labels and publishers, that there are going to be some instances on live streams where these just constitute accidents or things like that. This is a deal that could be a big step for IRL streaming down the line. Because what could happen is that you could be in that situation, and instead of getting issued a DMCA strike, Twitch instead issues a warning and removes the content, and then that broadcaster doesn't get in trouble. But even if they did, it is now up to Twitch to determine that that broadcaster is what you would call a repeat infringer. So even under the current system, I think that's kind of covered for. As we haven't seen any massive DMCA bans in the past like 6 months, and I think it's largely because of the updates, Twitch thinking that they can stay within safe harbor. Only a court knows the answer to that question. You know, I'm not going to speculate on that. And I'm not a lawyer, so I can't really anyway. But the idea here is that because it is so much harder to get classified as a repeat infringer on Twitch that broadcasters who are actually legitimately creating an accident scenario where, you know, they play some music or they're in a shop and some music gets played is going to be more forgivable down the line. And Twitch will understand that. Now, that said, the biggest danger here is top to mid-level broadcasters who stream top music. We have a huge DMCA master list, which is called Devin's DMCA master list. I'll link it down below. And it gives some guidelines as to what types of media are under the largest threat here. So you can see any song with a record label. These are red top 500 songs, TV shows, any music video with over 10 million views. These are really scary things. And again, any of these things can get you banned or any of these things can get you flagged. The only stuff that's 100% okay is music you have permission to broadcast, things that are verified, Creative Commons or DRM free, copyright free databases, public domain music, etc. And we give several examples of that here in our resources. One prominent one is Pretzel Rocks. We've talked to Knot before on the show. He also has concerns about this and kind of aligns with Noah's opinion here that this doesn't really change anything right now. Could have some potential down the line, but it's kind of just nothing right now. And also has some of the concerns I think that Mike had. Though I was filming this video so quick, I did not have a time to get an actual statement from him. But you can go back to our video, Music CEO, and talks about DMCA to get a full breakdown of that. So we have. I will update this, and I'll put this in the link below. But the short is. I posted a warning a while back that many people saw to be overly doomsday, which where I said that top Twitch streamers are a hair's length away from catching permanent bans or worse for playing top music. I stand by that statement, and I say that this change will not change that at all. In the event that so we already know that record labels are going through and recording instances of violations and saving them. We don't know why, but we know in a previous video, we pulled up the service that they're using to record live these instances of violations. What they do is, like, you know how the clip system works on Twitch? You go through a VOD, you click a button, it creates a clip of that instance. Well, they're creating their own clips internal to their own programs, and they're saving these clips by streamer. So like this big streamer, they've got a list of clips. This big streamer, big list of clips. And it's dozens and dozens of song plays and violations of DMCA. Now, they're not necessarily issuing strikes one by one about these, and we don't know why. So it's entirely possible that a large broadcaster who is streaming music consistently that is on this list of people that is violating DMCA, and it's way more people than you think. It's most top broadcasters still play music, despite Twitch warning them over and over again that they shouldn't do this. What is going to happen when the record label goes to Twitch and says, here is 112 different violations and instances of this person infringing upon our content? Well, Twitch is going to classify that person immediately as a repeat infringer, and then that record label, which is a multi-billion dollar company with tons of leverage, Twitch is basically going to have to make the decision. Do we burn our relationship with this record label by saying, sure, we'll remove that content, but there's still all the violations of it being played live to tens of thousands of people, and we're going to ignore that? Or do we just ban that person as an example to the record label? And I can tell you that my standpoint is I think they'll side with the labels because that's where the money is. That's what makes the most sense. And furthermore, I think that people that think that like their favorite large broadcaster is immune to this is just they're just insane. They're as insane as the broadcasters that are streaming this music. Like the only way to stay completely safe and DMCA free, regardless of the updates, like we are making progress forward. I'm not saying we're not. The DMCA guidelines update from Twitch was a positive. It makes it so that at least nobody firmly gets nuked on three strikes necessarily. Like it's more subjective by Twitch, and you can kind of bet that Twitch will side with creators if they can get away with it. But there are situations where Twitch will not be able to side with creators if the pressure is too great, and if the RIA singles out people it's not just the RIA, but all record labels and people that's RIA is like most prominent doing this. If they single out your favorite streamer and say, you are the person. And then that person's like, oops, I have hundreds of violations here. Then Twitch is kind of back against the wall, right? They're not going to, like, it's kind of hard to defend that. And Twitch has been absolving themselves of responsibility for months. They've been saying over and over again, they even said it here. They said, where's our picture? Yeah. Hey, we keep saying it's never okay to include music on your channel. So Twitch is going to take, why is Twitch saying this? Why do you think Twitch is saying this? Because they're going to step back and they're going to be like, yeah, yo, what's up, creator that has 50,000 viewers that a ton of people watch that I'm not going to mention the name of that is still streaming DMCA music? Okay. Hey, man, look at all of these examples where we told you that you can't do this and you did it anyway. Now you're banned, right? Twitch is covering their themselves for when the inevitable pressure, because these the record labels are saving the clips. We proved it. We proved it in that previous video. Top streamer service, whatever it was. YouTube, Devin Nash, streamer 2 seconds. Right? I don't know, where is it? Yeah, new DMCA tech top streamers ban it in 3 seconds. We collected. We saw the clips that at exactly how to do this in this video, and it's terrifying. Like they're saving clips of top streamers. So this this doesn't change anything. People that are streaming music that they're not supposed to do, that they're legal to do, is they're insane to do it. It's still a huge problem. And look at the point. So after this DMCA thing happened, I wanted to update, this is months ago, I wanted to update my own live stream so that it was free of DMCA music. I would have permission to play any of the music that I was playing on live stream. And it was so easy. I got to, like, I listened to a lot of stuff like God is an Astronaut or Distant Dream is Phenomenal or like any kind of things from like Dance with the Dead, some metal stuff. And I actually went, I even went to Nuclear Blast Records and they were super cool talking to me. I went to God is an Astronaut. I just emailed people and they're totally fine. Like, it's not hard to either go with, if you wanted to even not even do that, just sign up for something like Pretzel Rocks, which is just a huge, ever-expanding library, and we have this on our DMCA resources list, of music that you can play on stream that has all the rights accounted for. So this is, like, not impossible for broadcasters to do this. So I don't understand. Like, Pretzel Rocks I still think is, like, a phenomenal service for this. And that's why it's highlighted here. I'm not sponsored by them or anything. I don't get any money for this, but I just think it's the solution to this problem, right? And they're the people that cover both the record recording side of this and the publisher side. Whereas, like, the publishers in this case are only half the industry, right? Pretzel's the only real solution that, like, really, really solves that problem. But if you just want to sign up for that, you're done. But you could also just, like, use any of the resources that people are compiling that are just endless lists of DMCA free people, especially since, like, this popped up 6 months ago. There's so many instances now of people creating DMCA free playlists. People like Streambeats have created, like, DMCA playlists free. Even, like, Ludwig has, like, a Christmas album that you can play. Like, there's so many things you can do. So at this point, I don't feel bad for the broadcasters anymore that are continuously playing Lil Nas and Kanye. Like, you deserve what you're gonna get, because, like, there's every single person in the industry has warned people over and over again. There's still gonna be huge threads of people being pissed about how bad Twitch is, but I can't believe I'm saying this. I kind of have to absolve Twitch of this responsibility at some level, because they have just continuously said that they are that broadcasters are responsible for this. Now, you can debate the ethics and morality of Twitch not kind of taking the side of broadcasters or doing a paid deal with something like Facebook did with the record labels to be able to create a library of music. And I think that's a good debate to have. But ultimately, what I think that comes down to is Amazon just doesn't care, right? Whereas, like, Facebook is going to make a paid deal like that because they want that service to be available for people on Instagram. They have a pretty big incentive to do it on Facebook. But Amazon is not a website that supports content creation. It's a website that's a marketplace. So ultimately, I don't think they're going to put a huge amount of budget towards buying a bunch of stuff for streamers. I just don't think the ROI is there. Twitch hasn't demonstrated profits since before 2021. And there isn't really an indication that Twitch as a platform is going to be a huge revenue earner for Amazon. So I don't think that they're going to bother doing that. It's just not a thing. So ultimately, where does this leave us? Well, nothing much has changed, right? I mean, it's kind of the same situation. And if broadcasters and viewers want to protect their streamers and you want to protect yourselves, you have to not stream illegal music. And that is never not going to be the case. The best situation we can hope for as a result of this deal is that the NMPA negotiates on behalf of some publishers and maybe even record labels and gets some people to opt into this service so that creators immediately don't get DMCA'd on. But ultimately, this is a money thing. And I don't think that any of the record labels are going to opt into this deal unless they have some kind of financial incentive to do so, a la what Facebook did. Let's see if I'm missing anything. Again, this kind of just gives feel to Twitch to stay within the safe harbor. I do want to state that like the degree is like, this is not like a completely worthless thing. This is to some extent a step forward because it does show that Twitch is like trying to take steps to protect themselves and to very small extent creators, though I don't know. Yeah, that's it. I think that's all. I'd say the other thing too is like, there was a side note here. This is an unattributed quote. I think it was from one of these articles. Assuming a deal comes to fruition, Twitch's next step will be able to negotiate contracts with major record labels, Sony, Warner, and Universal Music Group. So Sony, Warner, and UMG are like the big ones. But negotiating record label contracts are going to be expensive. I don't know if Twitch is ever going to do that, like Facebook did. For now, the NMPA deal here is mainly a deal for exposure on their side in exchange for maybe some leverage in those upcoming negotiations if the NMPA stands with them. But like, how much does it matter? Because publishing and record labels are like totally separate. Who knows? You know, just remains to be seen. But that is the story as it is today. Hey, if you go to discord.gg/Devin and you're thinking, I need a lot of DMCA-free stuff because Devin just scared the hell out of me, guess what? We've got an entire channel devoted to that that is months and months in the making of thousands of DMCA-free music songs. You can just go through the whole thing, and it's a bazillion of them. I'll have it cleaned up. We're going to have it cleaned up today, too, so that you can just go through and browse the list. Okay? So that's over here. Sorry, let me just show you real quick on our Discord server. You just go through. Tons of artists come by here, and they post up huge playlists. So this is like a very easy solution to that problem. And also, if you're just looking for new music, we cover it here. Discord.gg/Devin. And if this video was of value to you, please consider supporting the Patreon. Because that's patreon.com/DevinNash. It's in the link down below. But yes, thank you all for watching this video. I hope you got a lot out of it. I really appreciate you being here. Thank you for your time. See you again next time.